It was something that is dearly missed. So after having said that, at least once more I have an opportunity. On Yom Tov, I wasn't able to speak on the phone, and so at least we can talk a little and have once more a personal yachas, at least over the phone, after Yom Tov. And so everybody, thank you everybody for joining, whoever's on. And it, I just want to say that it's very meaningful to me. And I appreciate it. I want to talk about the situation in general. I'm talking about, you know, the situation that we're living in now and going through, and hopefully, with the Rebbe Shalom's help, we should get out of this and Gichen and soon. But what I first, and I'm going to talk about that, not tonight, but I'd like to talk about that because there are, it's so important for us to take and to learn lessons. And I just want to say the Rebbe Shalom is trying to tell us something. And you have to have open eyes. And, you know, the Gemara says that when it thunders, a person should learn a lesson from it. The Rebbeinu Shloim is sort of shaking people up, you know, when you hear a thunder, and trying to take the Aklumius Shebelev away from ourselves, out of ourselves. The Aklumius Shebelev means our inconsistencies and our lack of straightforwardness in our life. And it's meant, you know, to teach a person to learn from it. And B'li Neder, I would like to talk about that. In a Emet Hashem, I will. But I just right now would like to talk about just some of the lessons from this Pesach. I'm talking about not the coronavirus situation, but more so, you know, how we celebrated Pesach this year. It was a unique Pesach. It's different than all the Pesachim that most of us have lived throughout our lives, and it's been very different this year. And I just would like to talk about a few points that I think are exceedingly important. Most people had their Seder. If a person is fortunate enough to have a spouse, a husband or a wife, and children sitting around the table, what has happened usually so often, or I'd say maybe most of the times, that when we celebrate Pesach, when we have a Seder, we're there usually family, but more often than not, the one family is there with other families. Either you go to parents and you go with your family to your parents or to your in-laws and have other, usually there are other siblings or you know, that are there as well. And you know, there's a big sort of a big tumult there. And here, I think that there was something that was very, very special. Here was only the nuclear family itself, meaning to say husband and wife and children, or husband and wife. And yes, I do know that there were singles, and I don't want to count them out. And I want to say again and again, and I've said it before, how fortunate we are to, you know, you've been in, there were many who had a Seder by themselves, just as a yochid, a yechida, and different than always, and it's lonely, and it's not as gishmak as it is with other people, without any question. you did it, you know, for our health and for your health. And there was a Mesillas Nefesh involved there, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate that. But in most situations, the Seder was husband and wife and children, or just husband and wife. And I think that we should, and we learned something very, very special. I think that this should have caused, you know, when you're with other siblings and you're with parents or so, it's not you who are prodding the Seder. Here it was husband and wife making something, either for themselves or making something for their children. And, you know, there was a bond between a husband and wife here that we're doing something for our family, we're doing something for ourselves together. And the lesson, you know, that I think that this should have caused, and certainly in hindsight, if you look at it, the preciousness of the relationship between husband and wife, and, you know, we have something here to build, we have something to make, we want to give over something to our children, and here both husband and wife equally, you know, are doing it, the warmth of the home, the mother who gives the warmth in the home, and some of the lessons of Torah that come from the father, and together, when children see, you know, the dedication of mother and father towards their children, I can't tell you what it means to them, and the security and the stability that it gives to the children, and the love that they, you know, that causes them to have for their parents. It's something that is so special. And, you know, children, it was a time for parents to bond with their children. And I think that I heard this from many, many parents now. You know, when you have cousins there and you have others there, your children don't get what they normally have. Can I ask you to hold just 1 second? Can you hear me, Yehuda?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. So there is such a, I think that it created a special bond that you normally don't have. When there are people from the outside, so I'm not saying that this is the way that it has to be, but I what I am saying is that it gave us an opportunity for something that was very, very special. And it's, we have to take what we just had and realize the preciousness of our families and, you know, the preciousness of the relationship between husband and wife. Yehuda?
Yeah. Yes.
Can you ask people if they're hearing this year?
I can unmute everybody. Hold on 1 second.
Unmute everybody, because I'm hearing somebody just called me and said that he can't hear this year.
Hold on. Let me just look how to do that. Star 5.
I hear the rub fine.
Are you able, people, are you able to hear?
I hear fine.
I can.
Are there any others?
Unmute everybody.
Yes. People,
okay,
can,
right now.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes. I'm able to hear you.
You're fine.
Okay. Thanks. Because somebody called me in the middle of this year now and said that he can't hear, so it must be his problem that, you know, the call itself.
Okay.
Yehuda, I'm going to go back to just talking again, okay?
Yehuda? If I hear that, we need to mute everybody again. I'll just mute them then.
Yeah, Yehuda, could you do me a favor? If you could tell me what time it is, because I don't have a watch here right now, and I don't know when to stop.
It's 8:58.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead. You can mute everybody.
Okay, everybody's muted. Rabbi Hopfer, did you unmute yourself? Because we can't hear you now.
Now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, now I can.
Please excuse the interruption. I'm saying one thing once more, again and again, that we have to realize the preciousness of the relationship that we have with each other, husband and wife. You know, when you're dedicated to building something together and you walk hand in hand with that, and you have the vision in front of you, what you want to build, you know, people always have difficulties with each other or some tiny one and another. But when you have this vision in front of you and you have the opportunity to build and to bond with your children and to make healthy people out of them and give them, teach them the Masorah of our forefathers and everything that was holy before us, it's so precious, and it just forces us to, you know, look at the important things in life, and that forces, therefore, the relationship to become so much one of a healthier one and a better one and a more loving one. So, Imirat Hashem, I would like to, Imirat Hashem, tomorrow, talk another thing about, you know, something, I think, a great lesson that we could learn from this, but Imirat Hashem, I'll wait for tomorrow night. If everybody can just introduce themselves and just say hello, I would appreciate it very much, just to be able to say hello to everybody and know who's there.
I'm going to unmute everybody. Hold on. Okay, everybody's unmuted, so they can introduce themselves.
I'm Rosen.